had to start with that. That's the music from Grey's Anatomy, the theme, which many of you will recognise. It's actually called Cozy in the Rocket by a group called Knightsbridge. With us on the line now is Lynette Rice. She's covered the entertainment industry for 25 years. She's currently an editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly and was the only journalist to secure an interview with Patrick Dempsey after his 2015 departure from Grey's Anatomy. Her book, How to Save a Life, is out now and is the inside story of Grey's Anatomy, one of TV's most popular dramas. Welcome to the show, Lynette.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. What fun this book must have been to research and put together, was it?
The best part was I didn't go back and binge. At the time when I started, it was at 16 seasons. I didn't go back and binge 16 seasons because I really did need a life. But it was great to go back and watch specific episodes to write about, like, you know, when Denny died. And, of course, when, you know, T.R. Knight literally got thrown under a bus. I mean, I was shocked that they still made me choke up.
Oh, definitely. The writing, Shonda Rhimes, the creator, obviously, of the show, the writing and the characters are just so good. I mean, you can't help but I'm pretty sure I cry in almost every episode, which is really embarrassing. But it's that good, isn't it?
Well, it's such a testament to the, you know, her talent. If folks can recall, if they remember back then when she first started the show, she had just a few movie credits under her belt. She had never done television before. And so they brought on executive producers, i.e. men, to help her out with the show. But it was hers since day one. It was her voice. It was her vision. She set the tone. She knew exactly what people at home wanted. She knew exactly what women wanted, especially from their McDreamy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, nobody expected the show to do well. They thought it was going to be canceled after the first season.
When it launched, ABC had already just launched Desperate Housewives, which was a fabulous hit, and then Lost, which was a cult hit. So expectations weren't as high for this little medical drama that they had in the works. I mean, every network has a medical drama in the works, just like every network these days has a Dick Wolf cop drama. And so, you know, they were able to make their first six episodes in solitude with no pressure. And so when they went on the air, though, they had to explode quickly. And boy, did they.
Yeah. Something which I was really pleased to read when I was researching before our chat today is that the writers of Grey's Anatomy consult real medical professionals. And I was really pleased to read that because I've found myself fairly often in life professing to know about a particular medical procedure because I've watched it on Grey's Anatomy and I realized how ridiculous that sounded. But maybe it's not so ridiculous after all.
Although, I mean, some cases really knock up right next to ridiculous. Like, if you can remember the one episode where the dude had, like, branches for hands, but there was a real life case of that. I believe it was out of India. So they had just enough truth to spin this crazy yarn that made for great television. I mean, if you think about it, you can think about all the cases over the years. They had the writers were tasked with finding some kernel of truth so they wouldn't get the consultant on the show to say, please, no, stop what you're doing. It had to have just enough truth.
Yeah, interesting. And also a lot of the blood and guts on the show look really realistic. And again, I read that it is realistic, a lot of it, not human blood and guts, though, but cow organs are sometimes used.
Yeah, they had to do the Lady Gaga thing and, you know, wear meat, you know, from time to time. You know, they'd actually use meat to make it look like they were delving into the innards. It's always fun for me to talk to the masters behind the scenes, you know, the prosthetics dudes, about, you know, what it's like to have to come up with these bodies. And I mean, that was the most fun, talking with a guy by the name of Tom Berman, who's been around forever. And, you know, he would talk about his biggest challenge was creating babies because you know, obviously you can't always use real babies in the show. So he'd have to make these, you know, these little bubbly yum babies that, you know, looked real enough, but, you know, that you could pull them out of the abdomen and then they're screaming and crying. It's great stuff.
Oh, it's really, really clever, isn't it? I mean, that's quite a skill because obviously there's lots of scenes with babies, either with women giving birth, as you say, or with babies that are in intensive care and things like that. And they all look really realistic.
They look realistic. And what has always made me laugh so much with this show is that, you know, they're in surgery, they're in OR, they're digging into this bloody cavity. And then midway through the cut, somebody happens to mention the state of their romantic life. And then they proceed to have a discussion, you know, while someone's life is on the line below them. And that has been the theme of this show since day one. They can multitask. Look at these doctors. They can save a life and save the relationships at the same time. I mean, I never want to know that my surgeon is trying to solve the riddle of his marriage, you know, while taking out my spleen. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You'd hope that bit doesn't really happen. In terms of the title of the show, Grey's Anatomy, most people I'm sure will know that named after a famous medical textbook. But for people who may not watch the show, the main character is called Meredith Grey. Presumably, was she called Meredith Grey because of the textbook Grey's Anatomy? I mean, it was all connected, I assume.
Yes, it was one of those clever Hollywood moments. Hey, let's play off this manual and go with Meredith Grey at the same time. Absolutely. I mean, you nailed it, but it was still so clever. It was so clever. And, you know, since day one, this has been her show. There is no show without Meredith Grey, even though very quickly, even after those first couple episodes, it became an ensemble show, you know, which led to so much drama in front of and behind the camera. But end of day, this is still Meredith Grey's show.
And there's been so many amazing actors who have been on Grey's Anatomy over the years. And I'm constantly watching films or TV shows and I'm like, oh, I recognize him. Where's he from? And then I Google him. Ah, he was in Grey's Anatomy. That seems to happen quite a lot.
Right. I mean, that's another thing when you go back and watch the show and you can stream, and I'm not sure if you can find it on in the UK on Netflix, but you can stream all the seasons on Netflix here in the US. And when you watch these episodes, you forget who showed up as an injured person. And I mean, like Sarah Paulson, who's just fabulous right now in the FX drama Impeachment about the Bill Clinton years. You know, she played Meredith's mother in an earlier life, and she was so good, despite the fact that her eye color did not match the eye color of the person who followed her, which was Kate Burton. But, you know, obviously it didn't matter. This is television. So there's so many of those people. And I had a blast going back and finding some of them just to talk about their experience. And of course, they were all giddy about it because it was life changing for them. And, you know, when you're on an iconic show, God, even I mean, today, if I still write about daytime dramas, if I can just be an extra on a show and walk in the background, it's like my life has just, oh, this is perfect. It's peaked. I don't need to do anything now. You know, that's the same way with actors who do a stint on Grey's Anatomy because it's been on for so long.
Yeah. And the shocking death of Patrick Dempsey, of course, McDreamy, which happened a few years ago now. Sorry, massive spoiler alert if anyone's never seen it. Hopefully they'll forget by the time they get to that. But I mentioned in the introduction that you got to interview him after that. What was that like? Were you mesmerized by McDreamy?
Oh, I mean, I got to be honest. Yeah, it was really hard. the interview, the opportunity kind of fell in my lap, which I go into detail about it in the book. It was the wackiest way I got this exclusive, but I met him down in Venice, California, not far from his home. And it was only a few days after his final episode, which, you know, there was no party, there's no bunting or cakes. I mean, he just kind of drove home alone in the rain. It was actually quite sad. And as I was talking to him, he choked up because when he was remembering the chemistry that he had with Ellen Pompeo, Pompeo. If he was acting during this, I mean, he's a fabulous actor, but it just it felt very genuine as he just was remembering all those years of working with her. And I got to be honest, I'm also a fan of the show. I'm not a stan. I'm not like over the top fan, but to be able to sit there with him and go back over his time on the show and what it meant to people, it was kind of hard to keep that wall. And I could feel myself tear up too watching him because I was sad that he was leaving. Ultimately, it was a fabulous way to sign him off, because the only way you can break up Meredith and Derek is kill him off. You can't have these two divorced. They're the perfect relationship. And anything else would have, you know, spoiled the whole myth that Shonda created all these years, that he was the perfect man. So the best way to get rid of him is to kill him off. And it killed people. But God, it was great television.
Yes. Oh, it really was. And interestingly, with all that you mentioned, ensemble cast, you know, it's a big, big cast, which has obviously changed dramatically over the years. Am I right in saying there are four people, including Meredith Grey, obviously, that are still there now that were there at the beginning?
Four people. Well, if you're counting the nurse, who's been there as well, but she's been no, really, it's Meredith and it's James Pickens Jr. and it's Chandra Wilson, so it's three.
Yeah,
who've been there since the very beginning, and I mean, I'm so glad. Karev is he left last season very quickly, so
he's not there anymore, is he? All right,
he's not there anymore too. See, it's just like, I mean, this is what a show should do. It should continually change over its cast, but it's astonishing how many people have left that show and have added. But thank God that we still have those precious three.
Definitely. And why, I mean, it's a $1 million question, but why do you think the show has stood the test of time so much, and that people, not just in the States, but in the UK, all over the world, obsessively love the show?
Well, Netflix definitely saved that show and helped the drama find a brand new audience of young women. Just anecdotally, the young girls that I'm hearing from, as young as 12 and 13, wanting to buy the book and wanting to talk about Grace because they're obsessed because they discovered it on Netflix. That's been a huge boon to both ABC and Shonda Rhimes. Medical dramas are going to be around for as long as we live, long after we die, on streaming, on the networks, if they're still around. So they're always there. What made this most provocative for us is that it had relationships and romance at the center of it. And that's what we got attached to. That's what kept us going. There's enough of a serialized nature to it that made us want to tune in again. And that's what's kept it alive. I don't think it'll last beyond this year, but then again, I said that when I started this book at season 16, I thought it was going to end that year. You know, ABC wants it to go on forever, but it's really up to Ellen Pompeo. If she wants to do it some more, she'll do it some more. But if not, rest assured, there will be a spinoff of Grey's Anatomy, another medical drama with some of those Grey's characters. And you know what? Ellen Pompeo will show up, not permanently, but she'll show up in that spinoff too. So this franchise is not going anywhere.
It's interesting, isn't it? With so many series that have been running for a long time, with a lot of them, I'm not going to name any, obviously, but a lot of them, you kind of think, okay, we've seen enough now. You know, the first few series were brilliant, but it's getting a bit samey and that kind of thing. But I really genuinely don't think that's the case with Grey's Anatomy. Each time you think, gosh, there's another series, each series just as good, if not better, than the last. It's quite incredible, really.
It's crazy, but I look at even Dick Wolf has proven that it can be done here in the States. He continues to spin off Law and Order because it becomes familiar, and people like that familiar formula. It definitely works with his cop shows. I think there's been obviously a couple of spinoffs of Grey's Anatomy. A private practice worked for a bit. Never, I mean, it had ratings that were great at first, but then it left. We now have Station 19, which took a while to get off the ground, but now it's doing well. I think that what helps is to have that same voice behind the camera. Shonda's long gone from this. I mean, she's now in Netflix, you know, counting her money on Bridgerton. She still, of course, reads these scripts, but now this is Krista Vernoff's show, which is, you know, Krista is Shonda's mini-me. She's just like her. And so she's running both Grey's and Station 19. She knows how to write a script that resonates with Grey's fans. So that's why it has the staying power. I'm shocked. I'm really shocked that it's gone this long. 18 seasons is a freaking long time, man.
Yeah. It really
is. It's so long.
I have to admit,
need to move on.
I really liked Private Practice. I was gutted when that finished.
I loved it. Yeah. I love Kate Walsh. She's so beautiful. And it was very much an adult medical drama, which is cool. No kids running around.
And one of the other things that which is really clever with Grey's Anatomy, all except one, I think, unless anything's changed recently, all of the episodes pretty much are named after a song, which is really clever considering how many episodes there's been.
Can you imagine? I know. They're going to run out. What's crazy to me too, and I think about it, I didn't even pay attention to it until there was many, many seasons in, and then it just kind of dawned on you like, oh, wow, yeah, these are songs. I think it was kind of the same with a lot of fans too. I thought it was very clever because, you know, you got to name an episode. And I mean, it even got to become a joke on the show Friends where they just start saying, you know, the one with the dog, the one with the baby, the one with the cock. You know, and talk about lazy writing. But it was very clever here. And to find titles that matched the storyline that was in the episode, I mean, that was great. I mean, my favorite part of the book was only because I'm a TV writer. I don't always, you know, talk to bands. But I went back and talked to the bands behind the music that really became synonymous with the series. And that's, of course, you know, The Fray with How to Save a Life, Snow Patrol with Chasing Cars, and then Ingrid Michaelson with Breathing, Keep Breathing. And I loved talking to them about creating this music, which when they sat down and wrote it, it had nothing to do with the medical drama. You know, they were in their own lives. They were inspired by something way different. But these songs exploded once they appeared, once they were heard on an episode of Grey's Anatomy. And that was so much fun to hear how that changed their lives. For the good or the bad. I mean, do you want one song to define your legacy as a band because it ran on an ABC show? That was a great discussion.
Yeah. Oh, fascinating. Well, it's been lovely to chat with you, Lynette Rice. Thanks so much for joining us. How to Save a Life is out now, the inside story of Grey's Anatomy. It's available on our website, tre.radio. I was reading the other day that the new season is starting anytime soon. Is that right?
Yep, it started a week ago, and yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, still around.
Brilliant. Lynette, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window. Save a life. sincere as defense without granting innocence.